Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Exceeding Growing Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible said faith comes by hearing,
and hearing.
And man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. How many have eaten potatoes more than once? More than 20 times. More than 1,000 times. And yet, if you eat a potato today, it will help you. It will strengthen you and minister to you, just like potatoes did back in the 70s or 60s. Is that right? Well, see, the Word of God, what food is to your body, the Word of God is to your spirit. And so when you find something that really ministers to you, don't say, well, I heard that, I got that. No, eat it again. Eat it again. Eat it again. That's one of the reasons why we invest so much into the word supply. Is because you want to get these things into people's hands and lives where they can feed on them.
Yes.
Many, many times.
Yes.
Now, he said he's not weak in faith, but he was strong in faith. And I want us to go over now. You're right there in Romans 4, but go right over to the 10th chapter, please. He wavered not because he considered not. He didn't focus on it, the problems. He focused on what the Lord told him. In Romans 10 and 6, notice this. The righteousness which is of faith speaks on this wise. Say not in your heart. Everybody say heart.
Heart.
So you can speak in your heart without making any sound audibly, physically. He said, don't say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven to bring Christ down from above, or who will descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee. Nigh me, we'd say near or close. The word is close to you. Did you know the answer is close?
Yes.
The miracle is close.
Yes.
The healing is close.
Yes.
To everybody. How close is it? It's closer than you think.
Oh, yes.
How close is it?
So close.
Well, let's back up. He's talking about salvation.
Right.
He's talking about being born again.
Yeah.
We're in Romans 10,
yeah.
8. What comes next?
Nine.
Romans 10, 9, and 10.
That's right.
Don't get much more salvation-y than this. Are there many people in the world that are lost? How close are they to salvation? People say, man, they look like they're a long way from God to me. Well, that may be, but how quickly could they get to God? How quickly could they experience the miracle of the new birth, where all things pass away and all things have become new, where you are made the righteousness of God in Christ? How close are they? He said, the word is close to you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Did you know Paul was a faith preacher?
Yeah.
Must say that word of faith bunch. I don't know about that. Watch out. Watch out. Do you know who you're talking about? Word of faith is right here where Paul preached. Verse 9. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, which is action, and you shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. How many believe this? You believe it 100%.
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes, sir.
You do this, you will experience the miracle of the new birth, which is a far greater miracle, if you want to compare them, than a healing.
Yes. Yes.
Or a deliverance or a financial provision. Why? Because that's dealing with things that already exist.
Right.
Repair work on an existing structure.
Right.
moving some funds that are already in the earth. But the new birth is taking a dead spirit and recreating it in the likeness and image of God. Hallelujah! That will exist throughout eternity as a son of the living God. This is no small thing. How did it happen? How quickly can it happen? Well, every one of us that have been born again, we were there. We know what happened. Quickly. You believe it in your heart. You say it with your mouth. You mean business with God. Here he comes. Hallelujah. Here he will be. You won't have to wait on him. He will be right there. And the Spirit of God will work in you what you could not do for yourself. And what nobody else could do for you either. Well, that's not just true concerning the new birth. That's true concerning all manner of things that God does in human beings' lives. It works by the same principle. You believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. We just got through reading about Abraham. What did he believe it in his heart? What God told him? That his seed was going to be like the stars for multitude, like the sand on the seashore. And did he say it with his mouth? Yeah, he changed his name. Is that right? So that he'd have it in his mouth every day.
Yes.
They got no children, he and Sarah. They got no natural children. And every day he's saying, I'm a father of many nations. They'd come and say, Abram, so this is it. He said, no. Abraham.
Yes.
Abraham, we might say, right, in Arkansas and South Missouri. Right. Abraham.
Yes.
But either way, Abram? No. Abraham.
That's right. Yeah.
Which means something. Father of many nations. Right. Is he saying it? He's got everybody saying it.
Yes.
Don't let people call you broke. Don't let people call you down. Don't let people call you victim. Don't let people call you sick. Don't let people call you terminal. Incurable. Come on, are y'all listening to me? Don't let people, don't accept it. Now, they can say what they want to in their own time and place, but don't accept these titles, even if it's completely different than what they see and feel. You call those things that be not as though they were. And you give yourself a new name. It's not my bad knee, it's my healed knee. Oh, I got that tennis elbow. No, I got a healed elbow. Got a bad heart. No, I got a healed heart. I call my heart healed. And you can rename your car. It's not a Ford, it's a paid for. What model is that? It's a paid for. What style house is that? It's a paid for. It's a paid for style. You ought to get one. They're great. See, walking by sight, they're going to rejoice after it happens. And until then, hope, wish, imagine, but no faith. But faith calls it that way when it looks like there's no way. That's how it works. Well, when you believed you received Jesus to become the righteousness of God in Christ, did you look like the righteousness of God in Christ or feel like the righteousness or holiness of Christ? No, but you went ahead and confessed him as Lord anyway.
Amen.
And when you believe in your heart and you say it with your mouth, it opens the door.
It does.
It gives the Lord access. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. He said, verse 9, that if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart. Now, this is the fourth time he's mentioned the heart. He mentioned it in verse 6 about speaking in your heart. Verse 8, he said, the word is close to you in your mouth and your heart. Verse 9, if you'll believe in your heart. And verse 10, with the heart, man believes. Everybody said out loud, with the heart. Man believes. Man refers to male or female. Talking about you, me, all of us. Say it out loud. With the heart, I believe.
I believe.
I believe with the heart. This is very significant. There's other parts of your being you don't believe with. You believe with your heart. And, oh, you're going to shout about some of these things today. I'm telling you. I'm stirring the pot, getting ready to. And I can smell it from here. It's good. It's good stuff. You're going to want two scoops of this. The devil's such a liar, and some lies that have hindered people. We're going to unmask them just in the next few minutes. And it's going to take away the power of it to hinder you. Faith is of the heart. Heart. Now, when he says heart, what's he talking about? Don't be too quick to answer that. Even those who are the most studied in the body of Christ have differing opinions about what the heart is versus the mind, versus the spirit, versus the soul. I've studied it some. And one of the things that's interesting is some of the words, the same words, are translated two or three different ways. I mean, same word might be translated heart, soul, or spirit. And it's the same Greek or Hebrew word. It's translated three or four different ways. So don't be too adamant until you get further into this. But let's keep it simple today. For practical purposes. When we say heart, we're not talking about your physical blood pump. You can't believe God with your physical heart any more than you could believe God with your kidneys or your lungs or any physical organ. That's physical. And yet, it's graphic. What is the heart to your body? The heart is the primary organ. I mean, it stops, you stop.
That's right?
Right?
Yes,
I mean, it is what sends life. Yeah. Yeah. Was it blood? Same thing.
Yeah.
The life is in the blood. It sends life. Somebody might say, well, it's the brain's the most important part. You cut off the life flow to the brain, yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Just seconds, it shuts down. And no, the heart, out of the heart flows life. We're getting into a big subject. Can you tell? But you can handle it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Exceeding Growing Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 1st, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.